Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
I'm Josh Peck.
And I'm Ben Soffer.
And we're the good guys. There's a lot of guys out there.
And we're the good ones.
Mazel morons.
Mazel morons. Fresh. Josh and I were just in gorgeous, gorgeous Orlando, Florida.
Ugh, what a life we live.
When did you get back from Orlando?
I got back Sunday morning. Fresh and early. I got on the, you know, it kills me because I'll make that early morning flight whenever I do a gig like that. And, you know, it's 4:30 in the morning. By the way, have you experienced this? I have never seen an airport busier than Orlando Airport. Have you?
Orlando Airport is very, very busy. Definitely.
It's
and it's like, who the hell is going? What are you going there for? Is it all Disney?
It's all parks. It's got to be.
It's all parks. Yeah. Well, I guess technically, they're a huge convention center, right? We did this talk at the Rosen Shingle, which sounds like a Jewish grandmother with shingles. I'm just saying. The Rosen Shingle Convention Center. And if there's 6,000 people going to Rosen Shingles, and there's people going to Disney World, and there's people going to Universal, honestly, Orlando, it makes sense why it's so busy.
It sounds like the back room of a nursing home. It sounds like the break room of a nursing home where they said, Mr. Rosen got shingles. And he was gone in days. That's it. His family's picking up his belongings.
We wish him well. He lived a nice life.
May his memory be a blessing, Dr. Rosen.
Sayonara.
We did. We went. So the BBYO is a wonderful organization where Jewish teens from all over the world, really. There's chapters everywhere. They get together once a year in beautiful, luminescent Orlando, Florida, for just from what Ben has told me, a hookup fest. It's everybody's hooking up, no?
Yeah, it would seem that way. Just look, Jewish teens are horny. It is what it is. Everybody's just trying to get theirs. I was a horny Jewish teen. Mm. Josh was a horny Jewish teen. We were all horny Jewish teens, but specifically when you get a lot of Jews that are teens in the same area, whether it's a BBYO, whether it's a camp, whatever it is, you're there with the sole purpose of making love.
My big brother's son, my nephew Jonah was there. Shout out Jonah, and he's the greatest. And it was incredible because I told my brother, I was like, I want to see Jonah. He's like, let me link you guys on text. And so we're chatting and he's like, I'm excited to see you. I said, I can't wait to see you, Jonah. And then he said, and I don't think he'd mind. He's like, and I just want to let you know that the vibes here are immaculate. Flo Rida just performed and it's incredibly hype. And he wasn't wrong.
No, vibes were through the roof. And I didn't know that Flo Rida was so in with the teens. Mm-hmm. I thought Flo Rida was more for us millennial folk. But Flo Rida, you talk about longevity. The 14 to 17 year olds are all over the flow.
You know, I do these college gigs. I love it. I recently performed at UC Irvine. I'm going to be coming to High Point University in North Carolina soon. And I find that I am on a tour with a lot of different acts. And usually when I get there, they go, you know, we just had Flo Rida. And the students loved it. You know, does it make me a dumb person that I didn't know his name was Florida for till last year?
No, it doesn't make you a dumb person. It makes him dumb that he named himself Flo Rida.
I disagree. I think he's a genius.
You like Flo Rida. I like, it's fine. It's fine. I love his music, but the name I could deal with. I could do without Flo Rida.
I mean, I just like an attainable hip hop act, right? I love Flo Rida. I love T-Pain. I just, you know what I'm saying?
Of course I do. It's in the same same genre as an Akon. I had the esteemed pleasure of seeing Akon live at some corporate holiday party four years ago. Oh my God, was this an event? This was unbelievable. Who else was in that? Tayo Cruz. That's that same grouping of, it's not R&B, it's not hip hop, it's just right. Then they throw in a little electronic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Flo Rida is good stuff. Flo Rida is good stuff. I take it back. I'm on an emotional roller coaster with Flo Rida.
Akon is part of the soundtrack of my years of while I was being a total knucklehead and doing drugs and being a dummy young person. And it's incredible because if that song comes on, Akon and Young Jeezy
trying to take it easy.
Only way to go. Like, I call a guy named Spider Mike and have to shit.
Isn't it amazing how music is that transformative? Like, you'll hear a song and your serotonin will boost to whatever activity you were doing when you first heard it. Akon is the fucking shit. I love him. And all he does is build more schools in Africa. The guy is a philanthropist.
That's unbelievable. Where would you, build a school anywhere, where would you build a school, Ben?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I would build a school. Where do we need schools? I guess we need schools everywhere.
We need them here.
I would build one here. I was just going to say, we need another school here. You definitely need one there. God.
Definitely.
Need one in California. Yeah, and Africa seems like a nice choice. Like wherever the kids need the education the most, that's where I'm building the school. Lame answer, but I think that's where I'm building the school. You?
It's funny. I got an incoming email today about possibly starting a Josh Peck scholarship. And I was like, and I love the idea, except I'm like, what would be the scholarship to? Like clown college? Like, yeah. What would the Ben Soffer scholarship be? Like Culinary Ozempic. Institute?
Ozempic. Just $100,000
scholarship to
give out 100 needles to the obese.
That's good.
But yeah, it's kind of like a Feed America, except nobody is poor. They're
Ben's
just
charity.
Fat.
Ben's charity is called Starve America. It's so
good.
I love that we just have reoccurring themes on this podcast. Like,
yeah, just insecurity around weight and being really mean to fat people because maybe we're slightly less fat and we feel like we've conquered something, but in reality, we're so insecure deep down.
Our trajectory as podcasters, it's beyond.
People don't even understand. They really don't. They think that we're joking when we say, like, oh, we're doing pretty good. Like, we're growing. We're doing this and that. The podcast that you're currently listening to is the number one podcast in the world.
It is.
Number one.
Marshall, quiet.
It's bigger than Rogan. It's huge. It's huge. No, it's not bigger than Rogan. But because of listeners like you, because of the obese, We will get there one day. And we will get there one day.
And listen, because we found out Joe Rogan's numbers when he did his Spotify re-up deal, this episode's only going to be about wild bears, conspiracy theories, anti-vax theories, and why Donald Trump is our man. No, I'm kidding.
The 101s to duck hunting. This episode of the Good Guys Podcast is brought to you by Hiya. Typically, children's vitamins are basically candy in disguise, filled with 2 teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and other gummy junk growing kids just simply shouldn't eat. And it's nasty. Come on. We need our kids to be healthy, strong like bull. That's why Hiya was created, the pediatrician approved, super powered, chewable vitamin. While most children's vitamins are filled with 5 grams of sugar and can contribute to a variety of health issues, what are you nuts? Children's vitamins are creating health issues? That's absolutely terrible. Hiya is made with zero sugar and zero gummy junk, yet it tastes great and is perfect for picky eaters. Hiya fills in the most common gaps in modern children's diets to provide the full body nourishment our kids need with a yummy taste that they will love. Now, Hiya, big sponsor of the podcast. I give it out to all of my wonderful nieces and nephews, and they absolutely love it. Michaela, she absolutely loves her Hiya, loves the way that it tastes, is excited to try them. She loves them. So I would highly recommend them for the children in your life. Again, these are children's vitamins, folks. They are for your kids. And they also have such an amazing bottle that you can decorate. They come with stickers. They're so kid friendly. Just an amazing, amazing company. And we have worked out a special deal, folks, with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/goodguys. This deal is not available on their regular website. So go to HiyaHealth.com/goodguys and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
We had a great time in Orlando together. I think, and I don't want to lead you, but unless this is your what are you nuts, but I think it's worth talking about your electric car experience and your crazy voyage to Orlando.
Yeah, we certainly need to talk about it. So I drove coast to coast, was staying at my sister-in-law Jackie's, drove up to Orlando. She let me borrow her Tesla. And it was so kind of her. I just want to say that up front. So kind of her to loan me her car for an extended period of time. That goes without saying. That said, nobody should use a Tesla for a long road trip. Mm. They're just, the car's just not ready yet. It's not there. They also don't warn you. Teslas are just a wild oxymoron. Everywhere you look, nothing makes sense. The car goes 0 to 60, Josh, what, in 4 seconds?
Mine in 3.1.
Great, you put your toe on it and that thing flies, right? Flies, one of the fastest car I've ever driven. That said, if you drive too fast, your energy just goes down, 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 down rapidly. So I'm driving to Orlando. Of course, I'm going 115. But I'm on Alligator Alley. I'm speeding.
But you're not, Ben, and I think this is worth bringing attention to. You're not speaking in hyperbole here. You drive over 100 miles per hour and you feel entitled. And I'm nervous for you. I'm scared. You drive too quick.
No, it's an open road. I don't drive that fast on like windy roads, but if it's an open road,
it's
a
not
highway,
the Autobahn.
I'm going straight.
It's not the I'm going fucking straight. Autobahn.
I'm going straight. There were no issues. There were no issues. It was me and the guy. I was actually racing this guy neck and neck. He was in a Dodge pickup truck. On the back of his car, it said SWAT. There was a picture of a bald eagle holding a machine gun. And it said, I love the USA. And that was me and that guy driving towards Orlando. There were so many. To the left, it's Alligator Alley. So you're looking at, what's that swamp called with all the gators?
The Everglades.
The Everglades. The Everglades to your left. Just if you want to learn how to shoot a machine gun, ads as you're driving.
Best
I'm in my
ads.
Little Tesla.
Best ads.
See, this is the Rogan effect. We're going to get all these guys in. The Tesla we're driving killed the battery. I had to refill this Tesla 4 times the entire, both ways, the entire trip was 300 miles. Four refills. I get the worst part by far. I get to the shingles center for the people with shingles. and I plug in this Tesla because hotels, this is a big thing, right? Hotels advertise, we can charge your car. I go, I plug in my Tesla. I'm like, amazing. By the time I get out of doing a talk at the Shingles, my car is going to be completely recharged. 2%. I got 2%. And the worst part, they don't tell you how much it's going to cost before you plug in your car.
Sure.
So it's fine when you go into a supercharger because they're just going to bill your account, right? They bill you for the exact energy. With this janky thing at the Shingles, I had to put in a dollar amount that I chose. So I picked $30. I thought it would cost me $30. I downloaded this app, uploaded $30. It only charged me $2. I have $28 sitting in this app. I can't get out. There's no withdrawal button. It has to be the next time I happen to be driving an electric car back at the Rosen Shingle that I can use the $28. So all I have to say, Tesla owners, if you're using it for a long drive, you're nuts. The short term, Josh, you own a Tesla, it makes perfect sense. These short drives makes a ton of sense. I totally get it. Long drives absolutely makes no sense. And what else? Last thing, met a guy at the supercharger because you have like 45 minutes, right? So we made friends. Guy at the supercharger picks up his car. He picked up his car in Orlando and he was driving to Los Angeles. You know how many superchargers he's going to need to hit in that Tesla between here and Los Angeles? What are you, nuts?
And think about how many lovely people like you he's going to meet and all the stories he's going to have for his grandkids instead of driving 190 on the Fakakta Alligator Alley and putting yourself in danger. And you were you're racing a pickup? You don't think that guy in the pickup was looking at you going, this fucking commie in his electric car? He thought you were a communist.
He was. He 100% was. And yeah, look, maybe I should drive a little bit slower. It's neither here nor there. The Tesla, incredibly dangerous. What if you have to fill up your car in the middle of the night? All of a sudden, you're sitting. The scariest place in the world, we can agree on, is a gas station in the middle of the night.
Definitely.
Nobody wants to be there. And you have to sit there for 40 minutes while you charge this car? Terrible. How many people, I want to know, per Tesla owner, how many people have been robbed at a charging station?
Florida's a wild place, and you're right. The one place I wouldn't want to be in a supercharger at night is in Florida because I have, you know, my big brother lives down there, and I remember once at someone's bar mitzvah, some coming-of-age ceremony in the Jewish persuasion, there was a Broward County sheriff there, and we got to chatting, and I was like, you know, I worry about, like, you know, road rage here and things like this, and he goes, oh, you're nuts. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, if you get in road rage in Florida, you're nuts. And I was like, why? He's like, because everyone has a gun. Everybody is packing except you. And I was like, sick. Good to know. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Florida, it's funny. It's like the entire United States in one state. Like, depending on where you go in Florida, you will meet a completely different person. Completely different. And it's not the same. Like, everybody says, like, oh, sure, that's the same in New York. You go upstate, everybody's like owning guns and it's a little bit different. It's not like Florida. Florida, you're meeting people that feel like they're from different countries.
It's the best. In Florida feels like everyone's on the run.
Oh, yeah.
Florida and Alaska, which funny enough is our most southern point and our most northern point of the beautiful United States. The people feel similar, just the climate's different.
I've never been to Alaska. Have you been to Alaska?
I haven't, but I've seen movies.
Oh, I understand. Alaska's not on my list.
That's fair.
It's not on my list of places to go. Is it on your list?
You know, ideally, I have so many ideas and things for when my kids are in college, what I would do. A part of me wants to see every country there is. A part of me wants to see Turkmenistan because recently I saw a TikTok where basically they have all these gigantic structures, malls, gyms, all these things that have been built that are completely empty because it's all like money that's been, it's all government contracts and, you know, like handouts that have been given to buddies and they build these structures that are useless and they pocket the rest of the money. They're probably not going to let me go now, but I really want to see it because it looks like a fun time. I want to walk around an empty mall.
Turkmenistan.
Yeah.
Where is that? On the border of
Cleveland.
Turkey and Pakistan?
It's near Cleveland.
Cleveland.
It's one of the stands. Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, yeah. Dagestan, Pakistan. It's one of the stands, yeah. You know?
It's one of the stands.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a lot of like brotherhood, like North Dakota, South Dakota. Like, oh, we're one of the Dakotas. Like, you a Stan? Yeah, me too. I stan you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't need to go to the stands.
Fair enough.
You keep your stands. I'll keep the steens. You keep the stands.
Stands and steens. No, I don't know how welcomed I would be in Pakistan, but shout out our one listener there.
We have one. We always check our analytics because, again, the show is booming. So we're trying to figure out, where are we going to do a live show? Where are we going to do something crazy? And we saw, oh my God, we have an incredible fandom of one in Pakistan. Yeah. Every single week, we have one listener in Pakistan. So we asked on the show a couple months ago, who is this listener? Who is it? And this lovely man called in, Speak Pipe to Josh, has been a huge fan of Josh's for an incredibly long time. Loved him on Drake and Josh. And shout out to this lovely man from Pakistan. God bless.
There's something really been on my mind, and I want to open this up not only to our listeners, but to you, Ben. I need some advice.
Please. Please.
Panera Bread. Thoughts?
Hate it.
Okay. Well, great way to start. So, I love a deal, and I'm not going to hide that. And Marshall, feel free to weigh in too. Panera offers this thing called the Sip Club. Now, the Sip Club is, and I've always wanted to be part of a club. That's why I eat the sandwich. The thing is with the Sip Club is that it's $11 a month for unlimited bevs. Okay? Coffee.
$11 a month, unlimited beverages.
Unlimited bevs.
Wow.
Two first months, free. Okay?
Wow.
You amortize that over the year, it's like $9 a month.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable deal.
So, first barrier of entry for me with Panera, I said, where's there a Panera near me? So apparently, Baruch Hashem, someone up there is listening. They open one right by my son's school, and I'm there every morning dropping them off. I'm like, oh my God, I'm staring at one. So it's cost effective, right? Within you go more than twice in the month, it pays for itself. Coffee, hot coffee, iced coffee, Pepsi Bevs. Would love for it to be Coke, but what can you do? So I want to get
a fountain, dude, a good fountain.
Yeah, dude, 2 p.m. I want a crisp Sierra Mist. Done.
And it tastes good. Like they do good work at the fountain.
You know what? Full disclosure, I haven't had the fountain there yet, but it looks nice. It looks well kept.
Okay. Cause it's equally as important, the person mixing, if they're off on the ratio, a bad fountain, but continue. Cost effect.
They have so many offerings. What do I do? Do I do it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's great for the drink package. Absolutely. When you asked me what I thought of Panera, and by the way, as always, my opinion can easily be swayed by a small sponsorship from Panera. That said, today, as an unpaid spokesman for the company, I think that their food is disgusting. But the drink package sounds incredibly interesting.
Yes.
But if the deal is too good, Josh, what's going to happen? The lines, what's going to happen? The line's going to be out the door. How long is it going to take you to get that coffee? You're not the only person thinking to themselves, wow, $11 for unlimited iced coffee for the entire month when Starbucks is $7 a cup. You're not the only person thinking this way.
Well, here's the other thing that it has going for it. All you need is the cup because it's self-serve. Self-serve. Wow. Quick. Right?
Wow. Quick. Oh, so you can just walk in, but they give you the cup.
You got to get the cup. But listen, if you think I'm waiting in line for that cup, I don't care if there have been people in there in that line for 20 minutes. I'm going right up to the girl and I'm saying, hey, how are you? Give me the cup. Sip Club. Sip Club.
Yeah, you can sneak in the side. You can sneak in the side.
SC. Sip Club. Member here, you know? And by then, they're going to know me.
Were we paid by Panera, by the way? Or this is just a long Panera segment?
No, it's just a long Panera segment.
This episode of the Good Guys Podcast is brought to you by KiwiCo. KiwiCo delivers seriously fun learning for kids of all ages through hands-on products and activities. My nieces and nephews absolutely love KiwiCo. I got them this amazing chemistry set. They were all over it. It's just so fun. It's just so good for their brain, but they're also like really, really fun, cute toys. Each month, kids receive crates packed with engaging hands-on activities designed to introduce them to exciting science, technology, and art concepts. Don't you want your kids in STEM, folks? There's always something new for kids to discover. like engineering robots or learning about the science of ice cream. Who doesn't want to know the science of ice cream? I do. I want KiwiCo. With 9 monthly programs to choose from, KiwiCo has something for kids of all ages, ranging from infants and preschoolers to teens and beyond. My nieces and nephews absolutely love this product. Discover real science, technology, engineering, art, and math concepts through fun hands-on projects delivered to your door every month. Each crate is designed by real experts and tested by kids to ensure that every experience is age-appropriate, engaging, and seriously fun. Crates come with everything needed for kids to build, including materials and instructions. You'll be surprised at how high quality the materials are, too. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children engaged, challenged, and off their screens. Screen time, folks, get the phones away from them. Bring in KiwiCo. KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together. There's something for kids of all ages, and there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel any time. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with promo code GOODGUYS. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code GOODGUYS.
This episode is going to air next week, and we're getting into the Oscars, the big finishing line of award show times. Are you into that? Like, you're going to watch, I feel like you and Claudia watch every award show.
We do. Yes. We enjoy watching them and we will certainly be watching them and rooting for Oppenheimer. That's really why we're watching. Right? Is there any other reason to watch?
Probably not. But I think it's Jimmy Kimmel hosting, right? Your best friend.
I'm sad to report. Oh my God. I'm out. I'm not watching it.
Well, I don't want you to feel bad, but Jimmy Kimmel recently in the New York Post says he's ending his talk show. I think this is my final contract, he hints. Sorry, Ben.
It is what it is.
What are you going to do from 11:30 to 12:35 weeknights?
I love that, like, why can't we have that slot? Give us Kimmel's slot.
Yeah.
It'd be fantastic. You put us in there, no problem. Look, I wish that I could say that I was sad to see him go. I'm not sad to see Jimmy Kimmel go. I'm not. I haven't laughed at anything that he's said in an incredibly long time. And it is what it is.
Well,
you,
I think we would be incredible at late night. I don't think, and by that I mean I'm not answering that, but I think we would be incredible at late night. I wonder how you do it without becoming a monster. And I mean, like, this is something that James, I want to say James Kennedy, because I'm Vanderpump all the time, but who is the guy?
Gordon.
He intimated that of, like, you're treated like a king all day. It's a really hard job. So you're there like all day, every day. You also spend an inordinate amount of time talking to people you're really not interested in, with all due respect. I don't know. The one thing you don't hear about a lot of late night talk show hosts when it's all said and done is, guy's a fucking teddy bear. You never hear that.
No, never. Look, no shade. Look, I say no shade to Jimmy Kimmel after I just gave him shade. Look, late night, 100%, very hard job. I just don't like his takes. Whenever he does like one of those monologues, I'm just not a fan of the monologues. And that's really why you watch it. Fallon, I love Fallon. I do. And Fallon gets a lot of heat.
I wonder how people are going to piece this together when I just cut out the last 30 seconds.
Okay. Let's figure out what are we going to say?
I just don't think we should perpetuate that rumor about Fallon, even though it's totally true.
Yeah. And look, I love Jimmy Fallon. Love him since Fever Pitch. What a movie. Corden. Great. Corden's fantastic too. Kimmel's monologue's not for me.
Well, I think on that note, we should perhaps get into a speak pipe.
I would love to. I would love to give advice that I'm not qualified to give.
Morons, feel free to ask for our advice at speakpipe.com/goodguys. We are here. You can leave us a message, a question, but advice, a question or looking for our advice is really, that's where our bread is buttered. That's where it really gets good. So if you want
to... And I want to give it... A quick qualifier, if we ever say, because somebody had DM'd me, I forgot to tell you this, Josh. If we ever say anything that perhaps offends you, I want to just apologize in the upfront. These speak pipes, we have fun with them. We're going to give you advice. We're also going to, but they're just jokes. They're just jokes. So if we ever read one of your speak pipes and you're offended, please don't be offended. Continue.
Thank you so much. Now, from across the pond.
Hey, morons. And more importantly, hey, fat morons. I'm a fat moron. And I'm my question is, who would be your dream guest on the podcast? And who's the dream guest that maybe you've asked and they didn't come on? What are you nuts?
Oh,
you are my dream guest.
Yes.
Hey, fat morons. Oh, that's so good.
Olivia.
Oh, that's so good.
God bless you, Olivia. Oh,
love you so much. And it's so funny. Right after I said, don't be offended. Yeah, by the way, we won't say anything mean about you if you're as cool as Olivia. See how cool she was? She asked a quick question. 10 seconds. Sounded cool. She's fantastic. Wow. Dream guests. Oh. Jack Black. We've spoken about that. I would love to have Jack Black. Oh, that would be amazing. I think Larry David would be like the ultimate dream. That would be so fun. I'd be so intimidated. What about you, Josh?
For me, I would say Guy Fieri, in no particular order.
Ooh.
Guy Fieri, Oprah. One, I think she'd be a good guest, and be like, I want to have a TikTok that gets a billion views. And I'm trying to think of my favorite president. Number 44, Barack Obama. But I would be like, I would just push him to not give me the stock answer that he gives everyone, because he's just so put together. There's no way we're going to get anything out of him. We'd really have to come at him from left field. I'd be like, okay, in order of your favorites, Ozempic, Mounjaro, or Trulicity.
Oh my God. And he's so put together that he'd already have a partnership with one of them coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. Those would be good. But yeah. Wow. I think Guy Fieri, I feel like we could get him.
He would be great. And we'll go to Flavortown to interview him.
I'm there already. I'm already in Flavortown. I'm in.
Yeah. They have direct flights to Flavortown.
Guy would be really good.
He'd Panda really, Air really to Flavortown. Good. That's our collab.
Panda Air to Flavortown.
The official airline of Flavortown.
Panda Air.
Ooh.
Ooh, so good.
Ooh. I forgot that this last week I did this cool thing. You know, BJ Novak has this thing called Chain. Have you heard about it?
No.
So BJ and my buddy Nikki have this company called Chain, and it's basically they've created this. It started out as kind of like these one-off events, right, where they would get a chef to recreate items from their favorite fast food and like fast casual restaurants from growing up.
Amazing.
Brilliant.
Like me. Have you seen my videos? The Crunchwrap Supreme, the California Pizza Kitchen Barbecue Chicken Chopped Salad.
Exactly. They basically stole it from you. And it's, yeah.
They did.
So I'm doing this Chain event for Roku. Shout out Roku. And I'm trying all this great food. And my wonderful compatriot, the woman I'm sharing the stage with, is a one Crystal Minkoff from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And she says to me, you know, I know the owners of Panda Express. I go, stop it. She goes, yeah. She goes, you want to know something else? She goes, there's no chains. It's all privately owned by the family.
Mm-hmm.
I said, stop it. She's like, yes, they want to be sure to have quality control over all the places. I go, what about the Panda at JFK? They're looking out at the Panda at JFK. I was like, how can they have their hands in all the different ones?
It's interesting. I actually knew that. Panda Express freaking prints. They print money.
Good for them.
They make like billion plus a year in profit.
Panda Treasury.
Like they print. And yeah, because they own all their stores, the highest of quality, with this beautiful American fast casual Chinese delicious experience.
Yeah.
And you'll never hear me say a bad freaking word about Panda Express. Never. Paid or unpaid. Nothing. Fantastic establishment.
What's your order at Panda? I can't believe we've known each other this long and we haven't talked about this.
It totally depends on if I'm craving that type of meal, I'm going all in. So I'm going to get the spring rolls. I love a spring roll. Wow. I'm going in and getting that, like, I think it's like the orangey sesame chicken, right?
It's just orange chicken. And it's
orange chicken.
It's a revelation.
Orange chicken.
Yes.
unbelievable. The fried rice I really like. I'm not a huge lo mein guy. That's just in general. I love the fried rice because I like to get the sauce in the rice and have the nice. That's what I'm getting.
Wow.
What are you getting?
I'm going all steam rice. As you know, it's not lo mein. It is chow mein. It's the thinner noodle. But I am not a chow mein king. I like the steam rice. That's what I do, like max peck. Then I'm going double orange chicken if I'm feeling like really having a moment with myself. If I'm not feeling that, I will do a single orange chicken, double chicken with string beans, which is a 190 calorie portion. And listen, I make eye contact with the girl behind that counter and I see her going for the scoop. And then if we really are connecting and I see her go, because they're only legally supposed to give you one scoop, but sometimes they go, it's nuts. And they give me a scoop and a half. I go, I wish they had tip jars here, but of course Panda doesn't because it's run well. No tipping allowed. You can just round up for charity, which I pass on. But I think, no kidding. But, and then they also have chicken egg rolls, which are a fun time. And they've recently introduced a dessert offering. This is going to be, this is one big free ad for Panera and Panda. The Panera Panda Extravaganza. Free shilling for Panera Panda. What am I, an asshole?
The detail on both menus is something to marvel at. It's keep going. It's like ASMR. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm a beautiful mind for the worst shit ever. And that's it. And now they have a dessert offering, which is apple cinnamon toast egg roll. I'm embarrassed now. But anyway.
Apple cinnamon toast egg roll?
Yeah.
Holy crap, that sounds unbelievable.
It's really good. I've had it. Listen, I'm married with kids. I'm a fucking square. I gave up drinking and drugs. I have so little in life now. Okay, for anyone visually watching the podcast, you're probably thinking, did I take a chocolate full of magic mushrooms? No, we just realized that the last 20 minutes of the podcast was garbage. It was hot, fire, doo-doo caca. Marshall literally, he threatened to quit. And so because of our quality control, aka Ben and Josh, we said, nah, we're going to redo it. So here we are back in our podcast studio redoing it.
And we could have easily just blamed the technical difficulties of Dear Media. But
so true.
Because we are good guys, we're going to take it on the shoulder. Wasn't our best. So we're just going to give you a little bit more, a little bit more. I'm in Florida. Look at these gorgeous flamingos. If you're a fan of the toast, who isn't? You'll notice these beautiful flamingos. I'm in Jackie's studio. It's fantastic. It's nice. It's vibrant. It's colorful. It's great. Josh?
And I think...
How you doing?
Am I telling too much if I say that you are literally back in Florida after a 24-hour jaunt because you flew in for our Hannah Burner episode, which airs on Thursday, which is literally going to be a barn burner title idea? Marshall, write it down.
No, yeah. Yeah, I'm like the most committed. I'm all in. We're all freaking in here, folks. All in. Doing one-day trips back to the city where we live just to come back to Florida, just to appease our wives, just to appease you. We're all over the place. We're basically Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide.
Ben clearly smells money because he's not motivated by anything else, and I'm here for it.
There's a gorgeous bag at the end of that Jewish rainbow.
We love it. You know, someone did write on our reviews on iTunes. They were like, you two need to let up a little bit on this, like begging for ad dollars, to which I say,
who?
Maybe you're
who?
Right.
Who wrote that?
Damn, Marshall saw it too. It somehow hurts more. I feel like I'm getting like chastised by the dad I never knew. My ginger dad, Marshall.
Yes. And with that, Speak Pipe.
And here we go. Aaron.
Hi. So my Speak Pipe is for Ben. And it's just a really funny story that I'm pretty sure we got emotionally mugged by the same man. Because I remember you saying in your story, your guy was going to Toms River, New Jersey, which is the craziest thing ever. And I work in Toms River, New Jersey. And like a couple of weeks ago, some random man comes in off the street and looks at me and is like, I need money. Do you have any? I have to get back to Manhattan. My wife will sell you. She's an NYPD cop. and like going on and on and on. I was like, sir, I don't have any money. Like, what? And then he was like, can you ask like the clients in here if they have money? And I was like, I'm not asking our clients to give you money. Like, what? Like, please get out. And then at one point I was like, are we getting robbed? Like, what is going on? But it's just a really crazy coincidence that I'm pretty sure we got emotionally mugged by the same man.
Wow. Oh my God. What's even crazier is now this man in my eyes, my emotional mugger, actually has some credibility, because I assumed he was never going to Tom's River. But now you're telling me that this guy, he emotionally and then sort of physically mugged me, really just to get home. Like, if I knew that he just needed to get home, it changes his whole vibe. All of a sudden, I just feel bad for him. The guy wants to get home to his wife. Sure, he does it in a bit of an aggressive way, right? Where he pushes his chest on you and forces you to go to the ATM. But if she's right, then this guy, he's at least an honest cat in one regard. So, wow, I don't even know what to say. If you have a, no, I don't know what to say. I'll take it at face value. Same guy. He made it to Tom's River. He's doing it in Tom's River, doing it in New York. Wow. I don't know what to say.
I know what to say. You're a wimp because...
yes, I am. I own it, by the way.
First of all, let's get a couple things out of the way, okay? Because obviously you just heard some rose-colored speak pipe that none of us heard, okay? You filtered it through that brain box of yours, and I'm not sure what you heard. What I heard is, one, Aaron, our wonderful moron, didn't give him money and was tougher than you. Dos, he's robbing people both ways. He needed money from her to get into the city. He's robbing inbound and he's robbing outbound.
He's robbing inbound and he's robbing outbound. Yes, Aaron seemed to have had a tougher upper lip than me. That said, if anything went south, Aaron was in trouble. Nothing could have gone south with me. Nothing. You want all my money? Take all my money, Mr. Man from Tom's River. But now that I know, I do feel a little bit silly. Now that I know that this man is just like a cheap commuter, like he's just cheap. Like imagine he actually totally has like a big job on Wall Street and he just doesn't want to pay to commute from Tom's River to New York. So he emotionally mugs people to cover his fare. Like that's a possibility with this guy now. But yeah, I'm weaker than Aaron. Aaron, you're stronger than me. That said, I would urge you to be careful. I would urge you to be careful. And yes, I did hear her speak pipe with see it through rose-colored glasses, that this man was at least honest about where he was going. But whenever, like, a homeless man, for example, Josh, asks you, can I have $5 for, or give me $20.
He gets the response.
Spend it on food.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
You're a big nah guy. What if he asked you for a sandwich?
I give homeless people so much money. If you're cool, even if you're just like milk toast, even if you're medium, you're getting it all from me.
What if they're honest? Are you a fan of what if you had a homeless guy come to you and say, look, you know those guys classic outside of Yankee Stadium? I'm not gonna lie to you. I just want money to buy booze.
Totally.
What are you saying? Are you rewarding the honesty or are you telling him no?
Love that. You know, sometimes I've heard guys in the sobriety racket who will say to someone who's like not sure, like, I'll buy you your first drink. I am, maybe not sadly, but what I know for sure is that someone who doesn't want to get better is definitely going to get drunk again. And sometimes the quicker that they hit bottom, the quicker they can get better. So the only thing I'm not going to buy them is anything with a low alcohol average. Like, I'm probably not going to buy him spritz because that's like a nice medium, very light alcohol type buzz. I'm getting him Schlitz malt liquor and some Zinners, baby, because nothing goes better with a alcohol party than some Zins.
Than some Zin. That's a party. That's a party in the mouth.
Oh, man.
80 proof and Zin.
Yeah, man. Some wild turkey and a nicotine pouch. Please. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
It's a nice W-T. Time. Yeah, that'll get you gobbling. And with that, let's hear from our friend Carrie.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Josh. Big moron listener here, and I desperately need some soft peck advice. My 41-year-old Jewish boyfriend's hair is thinning. He's got a receding hairline, and it's his biggest insecurity. So, of course, I was like, we'll just go get a hair transplant. They're turning and burning them in Turkey. But he's being such a little baby bitch about, like, the shots and the potential pain of the surgery. He refuses to do it. Now, I've tried everything in the book to get him to get this hair transplant, because I don't really want to say it to his face, but like, he would look better with more hair, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had two friends, their husbands got it, and I made them lie to him and say that it was painless. I've tried to gaslight him and be like, do you need help paying for it? Like, is it a money thing? Do you need help? I've tried to be really supportive, like, I'll go with you to Turkey, I'll book the appointment, I'll stay with you. Like, I try to hype him up. I want to be real supportive of his hair needs, but nothing is working. So how do I convince this man, who already wants the hair transplant, to just pull the trigger? I need your help. Please help me worm my way into this man's mind, because he needs it. He needs it and he wants it. He's just being, you know, a baby about it. A big man baby. Please help. Please help. Love the podcast. Bye.
Well, Carrie, you sound like a peach.
I love this woman. My husband really wants a transplant, but he's being a big baby back bitch.
A baby back bitch.
What you need to do is withhold sex. You need to say to this man.
Smart.
You need to say, look.
Smart.
You need to say, look, I love you so much, but we can agree that you, 41-year-old, probably circumcised, wonderful, God-fearing man, have a bit of a receding hairline. And I got to tell you, you want it taken care of. I want it taken care of. Are you going to feel a little pain? Absolutely. But pain is beauty. And all I want to say is, I'm no longer giving you this if you don't give me that. And if you do that, withhold sex, I think you'll get it done immediately. Josh?
I think that's brilliant. I think you're right on. And what I would say is, Carrie, Tell your boyfriend to listen in right now. Tell him to come. Pull us up on YouTube visual. Good guys. Let me talk to him. Hey, Baldy. Get over yourself. Okay? Listen. All right? Sometimes it takes your partner to be honest with you. Right? Like my wife, she tells me, I don't mind your pepperoni nips, but she's vegan. I know she doesn't like them, but you know what? She's learned. She's learned to live with them because, listen, I'm a good provider, right? Seven figures. Doing well. But I digress. Listen, bro, get over it. It's so deeply worth it. As we know, I had a lower eye bag surgery over the summer. First of all, the reviews are in. Joshy looks incredible. Secondly,
incredible.
Thank you, Ben. Secondly, I was so insecure about it, and I'm so glad that I did it. I mean, I happen to have to do it for my work, so it was like there was a double necessity, but there was some discomfort. Did I wake up with a frozen eye mask on my eyes after surgery and think that I literally had a brain tumor? Yeah. Yes, the pain was that intense. But I asked the anesthesiologist for something for the pain, and I felt her put two Tylenol in my mouth. And I said, where are we, Iraq? I digress. I was like, you don't have any of that Fent? You don't got any of that good Fent? But all that is to say, it was minor pain. Hair replacement is minor pain. I actually know someone, funny enough, who recently went to Turkey, not for a hair transplant, but for an eyebrow beard transplant. So they're transplanting left and right. That's all I have to say. Get it together.
Minor pain. Look here, Mr. Magoo. Look here, Dr. Evil. You're going to be bald. You're going to be sad. You know how lucky you are that your wife wants you to change? She's like, I used to think you were sexy, and I want to think you're sexy again. You don't do this for her. She's going to cheat on you. She's going to leave you. And it's going to be all your fault, you bald-headed freak.
Hey, I hate to break it to you. There's only one Jason Statham, and you're not him. Okay?
No.
There's like three guys that can get away with that look.
It actually made me think, though. We don't know what he looks like. Maybe he looks great bald.
Now, there's one Statham, there's one Mandel, as in Howie. Other than that, by the way, future guests on the pod, I'm in talks.
Vin Diesel?
The D's, yeah. But his name's Vin Diesel. But by the way, his real name's Mark.
Really?
Yeah, it's worth mentioning. It's like Mark.
What's his last name? Goldberg?
I'm going to look it up right now. Because this is important. Not everything in life is worth looking up. This is worth looking up.
Vin Diesel's real name is worth looking up. Like Bill de Blasio, Warren Wilhelm.
What, terrible. What, Winona Ryder, Winona Horowitz.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Jewashed. Jewashed. Yeah. Did I come up with that term, Jewashed?
I want to say I doubt it.
Yeah, me too.
Bob Dylan, Robert Zimmerman.
Wow.
Just saying.
Holy crap.
Oh, okay. His name's Mark Sinclair. I mean,
I knew that. It's still a pretty cool name. It's no Vin Diesel, but
no. Do you think he was like, I like Vin and I want a last name in the fuel category? What are we thinking? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he's
Vin
like,
Diesel.
Vin Unleaded. No.
Vin Premium Unleaded. That's funny.
Should we get to our What Are You Nuts part of the show?
Absolutely. We should.
You want me to start it off or you got something, Benny?
I got something. So yesterday I flew in, did that round trip flight, New York to Florida, got off my flight, had to take a piss, went into the bathroom, go to the urinal. There's an old man leaving the urinal. He just flushed. He leaves. I'm staring straight at the man, look straight down. His entire cock is out.
Whoa.
Old cock is out. He then goes, zips, and goes to wash his hands.
Whoa.
Now, there's a very, very simple etiquette when you're at a urinal. You finish peeing. You put away your privates. You zip up your zipper. You button. Then you exit. This 80-year-old man, swear to God, full cock and balls. What are you, nuts? Literally nuts.
Literal nuts. I know how that feels. And I would say that I too have a what are you nuts. And I'm trying to think because I have a dual one. I have one that did take place in a gym locker room recently. And what I would say is get your head out of the gutter, you crazies. Okay, I'm doing it. So I'm a guy on my phone. Listen, I'm a modern day influencer. Right? This is my workplace. This is my space. You know what I mean? I get it. By the way, what is your screen time? Do you know what your screen time is, Ben?
It's probably not that high, but let me check.
Mine's bad.
Where do I go? Control.
Ooh, you jump in too, Marshall.
Where do I go? Control.
Just search screen time and it'll come up.
Mine's really bad.
Oh, what's yours?
Mine is 4 hours and 39 minutes.
Oh, you're so healthy.
That's so good.
What do we got?
Okay. This is not good. Mine is 9 hours.
I've been there. I've had that.
I'm on my phone a lot.
Josh, what's yours?
I figured Ben would be 2, though.
Me too. I'm 7 hours, 45.
Wow. Marshall, 9 is heavy.
That's really bad.
I've had 9 hour weeks. But is that
by the way, I'm sure that I've had 9 hour weeks too, but that's the daily average.
No.
Oh, it also says down 19% from last week.
Okay, so last week was what, in the sixes?
I don't know. Probably. Yeah, it's saying everything is down.
20%. So yeah. That means sixes.
Last last week was close to 6. Ooh, the week before was 6:24. Oh, the week before, though, was 3 hours and 54 minutes. I hover. Some weeks I'm worse. You know I'm saying?
That's
I hover
incredible.
Around that 4 hour
I haven't had anything in the threes. I'm already at 3 hours today.
I'm pretty good.
What's your most used app?
But so you were saying you were in the gym.
Wait, hold on. This is fun. Marshall, my most used app is the... This is show apps and website. My most used, it says social, TikTok. Yeah.
That's my number 2, but number 1's messages.
Oh, look at you, a little social Sally. That's because you're on, You're on 11 group chats with us.
Yeah. Mine is Instagram, then messages, then Gmail, then TikTok.
Dang.
Gmail. God, I got to delete that shit. Everybody's got to stop emailing me. Unbelievable.
So the other day, I'm at Equinox, as we know. We love Equinox. Shout out. And I'm in the steam room. Okay. Again, get your minds out of the gutters. There's a guy on the phone in the steam room. In the steam room.
Insane.
What are you, nuts?
Nuts.
First of all, disconnect. Secondly, it's a small steam room and we're all in there. And like, it is the craziest. I don't know how, I don't think phones are rated for steam rooms. Like, there's just so many things that were, what are you nuts about it? Hey, if it's hot yoga, if it's anything over 100 degrees, don't bring your phone.
Anything that's for, that's absolutely nuts. Completely nuts. Couldn't agree with you more. One, he wants to break his phone. The steam's going to get in. He's not going to be able to charge it. That's one. But two, pretend that the safety of the phone isn't in question whatsoever. That's a very therapeutic health journey. You don't bring your phone in the steam room. You don't bring it in the sauna. You don't bring it in the cold plunge. These are sacred times for mind, body, and soul. Disconnect, bro. By the way, what was it? Marshall with his 9.5 hours? Was Marshall the one in the steam room?
Yes, but for that, you don't have to take your mind out of the gutter. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. All right. Let's call it a day.
And that is our show, folks. As always, rate us 5 stars. Look, this one, maybe it's a 4.2, but you can't do the 0.2. So certainly don't give us a 4. Give us a 5. Otherwise, what are you, nuts? What are you, nuts? Listen to us to Apple, Spotify. Watch us on Josh's YouTube. Recommend to a friend. Share our clips. Share our clips with a friend so you can bring a new moron into the fold so you can talk about good guys all the time. Keep watching Mondays and Thursdays, folks. Don't forget about those Thursday episodes, Thirsty Thursdays, and we'll see you next time.
Thick Boy Thursdays, we love you.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.